So I'm here at the second running of the Choose Life 7-Day Adventist Vegan Cooking Class, and it's been a wonderful thing about learning new recipes and meeting new friendly people and learning about different types of potatoes and cholesterol and people who have met Dan before. And how did you start the class, Thomas? Like, how did you guys decide to have a focus on health and things?
As Adventists, health is a very important part of what we believe in, because we believe that we are part of God's temple, you know, like God lives in us, and we need to keep it clean and holy. And for us to serve Him, we need to keep ourselves healthy. And so for about 150 years almost now, we as Adventists have followed a very healthy lifestyle principle. I mean, those who do want to follow, do it. And since we have this information, we always like to tell people around. And so we thought the best way would be to have cooking demos, because we tell people to live healthy, but they don't know how to cook healthy. Mm. And so that's how this whole idea came about.
Are most Adventists, like I saw a figure that something around 30% are vegetarian or vegan. Do you think most here, you know, is, if there was 10 Adventists in a room, how many do you think would be?
I think so. We would have at least 50 to 60%, isn't it?
Depends where you go, but it's something we recommend to people.
Okay, that's just great. I love learning about different religions that have a focus on veganism. Like, I'm the Hare Krishnas, and they have different things as well. And I think I grew up in a Catholic family, and it's sort of like, well, when the Catholics have that, you know, Christianity shouldn't have similar strains, but it just, they seem to have forgotten all that. Mm-hmm. Although at school, I remember there's a thing about not having animal flesh on Fridays. Is that part of all Christianity, or is that just the Catholics, I think?
I think maybe just the Catholics.
And that one, I remember thinking, it was like, oh my God, no flesh on. And that's apparently how McDonald's got the Filet-O-Fish thing, and they made that because the demand, like, oh God, we have to sell them something, you know, the Catholic population. So that's how the Filet-O-Fish burger come around.
Well, let's hope they can work on their vegetarian burger.
Their vegan burger, yeah, vegan it'd be awesome. Burger. Have it all vegan. Yeah. You had a great demonstration about potatoes, and like, I've got a friend, Robert Guyton, and he's into different varieties and stuff. And how many different types of potatoes do you grow?
Well, I only grow about a dozen different kinds.
So modest.
Now, there's guys out there who grow lots more than I do. But I just, I like using different potatoes for different types of dishes, and also the different textures and colours you can get, kind of... I've become a bit of a potato connoisseur since I've been down here.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. And Suzanne, you met Dan at the hospital, and that was a great story. Could you share the story? Because Dan was the first vegan I ever met, and so I got really excited. I saw the bumper sticker on her car. I was like, oh, another vegan here. It was the first vegan I'd ever met. It was like, you know, best day of my life sort of thing. Not quite, but...
Right.
How did you meet Dan?
Well, I had a blood clot in my lung, and so I ended up in hospital, and she came in the morning and said, now... what would you like to eat? I'm going to put orders through to the kitchen and stuff. So she said, well, what sort of meat? I said, well, I'd rather not have any meat, if that's okay. Oh, well, what about eggs? Well, no, I'd rather not, thank you. Well, what about cheese and milk and stuff? She said, well, I said, well, actually, no, I don't actually have any of that, if I can get out of it, thank you. She said, you're a vegan! I've never seen a vegan in the hospital before, and she was just so excited, and I thought, this is so cool. So she told me about you and your little society, and I thought...
It's getting big, hey, it's not little. We got 10 double digits now, we're growing.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I thought it was great, because I know that I trust the Adventists with food before, the sanitarium, of course.
Right.
And I'm just wondering, I know the story... going to a religious believing school. Mm. I know the story about the loaves and the fishes, and I'm not comparing you guys to Jesus. I don't want to offend anyone, but it's a good way. And I thought, my friends, my Adventist friends, I'm missing this little guy. Can you guys identify what this is?
Where did you get that?
Can you identify what this is? It seems to be a black kind of yeast-based spread.
Yeah, that's called Marmite.
So I can trust you to hold on to it. I know that Adventists make more of it, but I thought if I just sort of click my ears together, you know, so there's no yeast-based spread like Marmite. There's no yeast-based spread like Marmite. There's no yeast-based... It's not more of it?
It doesn't work.
No, sorry.
Well, at least you didn't steal it. I mean,
no.
Do you have any at home? Because
yeah,
I know this is about half a jar. Oh, it's wonderful.
Most of us have a little stash at home.
Oh. It's
a salty, yeasty flavour.
It's wonderful.
We just put a tiny bit on the toast. Yeah. And it's very tasty.
And so,
everyone's missing it.
Do you?
Hardly ever.
Oh. It's wonderful.
I've got just this little wee jar and it sits in there. It used to be a big jar until my daughter discovered it and swapped for a little jar.
So I thought if all Adventist foods is half as good as what Sanitarium makes for vegans, I thought I have to come to this class. Thank you. Thank you for putting it on and thank you for your time.
Very well, husband.